Only one person stood on the deck, gripping the ship's wheel with an assurance that spoke of confidence and experience. Einar, captain of the vessel. The Kraken himself. On the surface, he vaguely resembled the man standing beside her. He and Alexei shared the same coloring. Dark hair and eyes, golden skin. They were even about the same height. But that was where the similarities ended. Alexei was broad through the shoulders and lean everywhere else, with a lithe sort of strength that screamed speed and grace. And his gorgeous face had inspired countless songs and sculptures and paintings, all of which had endeavored in vain to capture the full glory of the lover. The elegant slash of his brows, his long lashes, his luxurious mouth. He was a work of art, perfect and untouchable. Einar wasn't elegant. He wasn't even beautiful. His nose was crooked and his craggy features were rough. But something about their asymmetrical arrangement pleased Naya, especially when he smiled. And when he laughed. She tore her gaze away from him as the ship shuddered to a stop alongside the dock. The deck abruptly swarmed with crew who tossed ropes to waiting dockhands and lowered a gangplank. Einar was the first person down it, ignoring the awed gazes and excited murmurs of the small crowd as he strode directly to Dianthe and bowed in a way that somehow married arrogance and reverence. His dark hair was shaved on the sides, but the top spilled rakishly over his eyes as he glanced up at her with a wicked smile.
My queen.
Dianthe sighed with exasperated fondness as she ran her nails through his hair and then tugged, pulling him up.
Save the dramatic obeisances, Einar. It is enough that you came so quickly.
Einar transferred that wicked smile to Naya, and her stomach clenched.
How could I not, with such precious cargo to be conveyed?
Naya inclined her head. Captain. Behind him, shouts sounded as a second gangplank hit the deck. Nimble sailors scampered up, carrying crates of supplies and heavy trunks. Einar winked at Naya before pivoting to face Alexei, who received a much shallower bow and no mischievous grin.
My lord.
Einar.
Alexei glanced at Dianthe.
Do you anticipate trouble in Akisa?
Einar's smile faltered.
Akisa?
Our destination, Naya explained. Do you know it well? His smile returned abruptly. Too bright. Too forced.
Can't say I've ever visited. I don't imagine its ruler would have welcomed a ship from the sheltered lands.
Well, Guinira is ready to welcome you now.
The siren's beautiful face hardened. And while I don't anticipate trouble, given the mess the betrayer left behind, I plan to prepare for it. Naya quelled a sigh of relief. If trouble did arise, at least the Kraken and his crew could effect a ready escape. Not that she was frightened. She'd fought in the final battle against the Empire. Surely she could handle a little diplomacy. But she was young, and it sometimes seemed as though the entirety of her existence had been bigger than her.